The Police Benevolent Association of New York State says University at Albany police have their hands cuffed when it comes to executing their duty to protect and serve. The college disputes the criticism.
We contend, and it was in yesterday's Times Union newspaper, a lengthy article, that the University at Albany administration is putting its students, faculty, and staff in danger by neglecting its duties to report in a timely manner as required by the federal law under the Clery Act. They're required to report risks and dangers involving violent crimes, and they're failing to do that.
The Clery Act is a consumer protection law that aims to provide transparency around campus crime policy and statistics. Speaking on campus, PBA Executive Director and Counsel Daniel DeFedericis cited a rape in a dorm room on the campus's Dutch Quad in the early morning of October 23, 2016.
In the past month alone, 3 rapes and 2 sexual assaults were reported here to the University Police Department. While the rank-and-file university police officers believe that the students should be notified, and that's a point I want to make, they are not allowed to issue the timely warnings. It's done at a high administrative position after apparently a staff meeting is what the president's prepared remarks said to the Times Union. At 3 a.m., you can't do that. You can't give a timely warning if you have to wake administrators up.
After the 2016 rape, DeFedericis says Franklin Casatelli of Gilderland remained at large with no warning given to the campus community for 8 hours. Casatelli was later sentenced to 37 years in prison.
To put this into context, the University at Buffalo, another SUNY school, their standard is 15 minutes or less, and that makes sense. If you have a son or daughter or a family member that works here, and you know of the campus knows about a violent crime, wouldn't you want them notified within minutes and not hours?
Most of the students I spoke with on campus Monday were not aware of the PBA's concerns. One said she does get occasional emails related to campus crime. DeFedericis alleges UAlbany failed students again last week following an armed robbery at the nearby campus mobile station. The suspects were reported running onto the UAlbany campus. The warning was issued 2 hours later. The Times Union reported Sunday that in mid-January, DeFedericis dashed off a letter to UAlbany President Javidan Rodriguez after Rodriguez declined several requests to meet with union officials to discuss problems, including low morale and attrition of police officers. The PBA filed a report with the U.S. Department of Education alleging Clery Act violations by the college. Rodriguez replied a week later, rejecting all allegations leveled by the PBA. University spokesman Jordan Carlio Evangelist responded to a request for comment by email, which is posted at wamc.org, along with a link to the full text of the Clery Act. DeFedericis would like to see immediate policy changes to allow police to get warnings out in minutes.
The University at Albany officials refuse to acknowledge their failings and are hiding from these facts. They're refusing press interviews. They're hiding behind carefully crafted written denials. The PBA is calling on the University at Albany administration, and specifically University President Rodriguez, to stop delaying notifications to its student, faculty, and staff.
Rodriguez's letter, which is also posted at WAMC.org, reads in part, "The university takes its Clery Act responsibilities very seriously, as our foremost concern is the safety and well-being of all members of the campus community." Last summer, claiming UAlbany police policies were jeopardizing public safety, the union cast a no-confidence vote against UAlbany Police Chief J. Frank Wiley, Deputy Chief Aaron Mall, and the university administration, stopping short of calling for anyone's ouster. Campus police at UAlbany Monday said no one was available to comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.